We want to pray for Glenn Hensley and his family. His wife, Sherry Hensley, went to be with the Lord last night. Ron Bradley had a consultation with an oncologist yesterday afternoon for a mass on his pancreas. And Leanne King's mom, Billy Fisher, who's having back surgery this morning.
All right. We'll lift these up in prayer. And Father, I just want to lift up Glenn Hensley and all the family as Sherry went to be with the Lord last night. And Lord, we know it's difficult whenever we lose a loved one. And there's a loss that fills our lives and our heart because we've known this person and we've been around them for much of our lives. And so, Father, I pray that you'll be with the Hensley family and that you will surround them with your care and your comfort. Your Holy Spirit will minister to them. And I pray for that their other family and friends will come and surround them with their love and your love. Walk with them through this time of sorrow. We understand, Lord, that we get through those times of sorrow, but we never really get over the loss of a loved one because they were part of our lives, and their thoughts and their memories are there with us. And so, Father, just walk with them through this time and bring others to walk with them. We pray for Ron Bradley as he's had this consultation with the oncologist, and Lord, not sure what the consultation brought about, what was said, but Father, we know that you are ultimately the one who brings healing. And so I pray that you will just bring healing to Ron, that whatever this mass is, that it will be removed. You will bring a complete healing. And Lord, that you will bring comfort and encouragement to him, that you will assure him that you are the divine healer. And it doesn't matter what the doctors say. What matters is what you say. And so, Father, we're just praying for your complete healing touch upon him as we lift him up today. And then we pray for Billy Fisher, who's having this back surgery this morning. And any time that someone was surgery, we kind of cringe at that. And then when somebody says back surgery, we really cringe at that because of the fact that we know how important the back is and how it enables us to be maneuverable. And so, Father, I'm just praying that you will be with the doctors as she's having this surgery, that you will guide them and direct them. And, Father, that you will bring her through the surgery successfully. It will be a success in what it's designed to do, and that you will bring complete healing to her. Be with Leanne and the rest of the family that are concerned. We ask that you will just bless them and encourage them and assure them that you are there with them through this time. Now, there's many other requests out there, and whatever they happen to be, Lord, I pray that you will just minister to them, that you will be with them, whatever the need is, and that you will bring a resolution that will bring you the praise and the glory. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Gateway Church is located at 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Chasten and Brooklyn Music are the pastors and would love for anyone to come just as you are and join them for any of their worship services. You can follow them on Facebook at Gateway Church eCity or on YouTube at Welcome to Gateway Church in Elk City OK. Service times are Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m., Spanish service 2 p.m., evening service 6 p.m., Wednesday night, they have Bible engagement at 6:30 p.m. and Bible study at 7. If you need more information, you can contact them at 580-225-4646. The Refuge Church is now located at the New Liberty Church at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey. Prophetic Voice Ministries at 616 North Locust Avenue in Elk City, Apostle Casey Elliott. Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like custom designs in wood, you can contact him at 580-243-8635.
Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Guidelines are principles and rules that you live by. They're based on standards bigger than you. They were established before you and will continue after you. They are not controlled by what you do, but directly connected to why you do. They may seem to be a limit to your life, but are proven by the life that follows. Why you do is much more important than what you do.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction Realty. Our family has used them for two estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
Barbara Bass & Ford of Elk City is Western Oklahoma's auto service headquarters. With the largest team of certified technicians anywhere around, we're here to help you keep your vehicle running its best, Ford or not. No matter your make or model, you can count on us, from oil changes to tires and everything in between. And while you're here, shop our entire inventory with financing as low as 0.9%. Only at BarbaraBass&Ford.net.
You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, and it's such a powerful hour this morning, y'all, even though we're having technical difficulties. We will not be having the Truth broadcast this morning due to technical difficulties. We will be having that tomorrow. We will try again tomorrow, believing and praying that the internet's going to straighten up. Our guest for this morning is Pastor Joe Thompson. His title for today is Brand New Start. Are you tired? Get up. Come home to the Father.
Amen.
And get a brand new start. Back to you, sir.
All right. Very good. Well, we're going to continue on here. And we talked about, you know, some of the things that we really need to do for a brand new start. We got to get up. Got to make the decision to come home. And then we've got to recognize where we're at and come for asking for repentance. And then we have to accept the Father's grace to us. And we have to realize that God loves us that so much that he wants us to be in a relationship with him and accept that grace that he has for us. And then we also, if we return home or if we find ourselves at home, we need to celebrate the return of those who are making a new start. Remember the older son, he hears the music going on. He hears the commotion at the house. He asks one of the servants, says, "What's going on?" And says, "Oh, your brother returned home. We're having a party." And he gets a little bit upset. But we need to celebrate the return of those who are making a new start. And so after the son says, "I'm not coming to the party," the father goes out to him and says, "You know, your son was dead. He's now alive. You know, yes, he wasn't dead physically, but he was dead as far as being gone. He's now alive. He's returned home. We need a party." And this is what the oldest son says. He says, "Yet when this son of yours comes back after squandering your money on prostitute, you celebrate by killing the finest calf we have." And I think it's about the way he said it. And the older son didn't get it. He should have been happy that his brother was back, that he was making a new start. And instead, he was sulking and he complained. And to be honest with you, he didn't learn the lessons that his brother learned. He was just as wayward as the younger brother, even though he never left home. His heart wasn't there. And you know, it's better to celebrate the return of a wayward individual than to hold a grudge. Because grudges keep us apart from others. Keep us from doing what I said earlier, you know, seeing a person in the aisle at the store and walking the next aisle over or three or four to make sure that we don't see them or they don't see us. Grudges keep us apart. Celebration encourages us to be together. Unforgiveness looks to the past while forgiveness looks to the future. Totally different perspective. If you don't forgive, you're always looking at what happened in the past. But if you forgive, you're always looking forward to the prospect of what can happen in the future. Huge difference. Huge difference here. Looking back reminds you of where you've been. And sometimes it's okay to take a glance back. You know, there's a reason why the windshield in a vehicle is much bigger than the rearview mirror. Come on. Because you're only supposed to glance back at where you've been, but you're always supposed to be looking to where you're going. And sometimes it's okay to just look back and say, hey, thank you, Lord, for delivering me there. But, you know, if you're always looking in the rearview mirror, you're going to crash while you're going forward. Yeah. It's that simple. So instead of looking back to where you're always looking back to where you've been, look forward to where you're going. Look forward to what God has for you in your life. Because you can't go back to the past. And actually, you can't live in the future, but you can live in the present as you anticipate the future. And so we should always be living in the present, anticipating the future. And ultimately, what our future anticipation is to be with God whenever we die and we go to be with him. I mean, that's it. Or he returns first, whichever is first. That's what we need to be anticipating. But in the meantime, we live in the present as we're moving forward. So as we're thinking about brand new start, maybe there's some questions that we need to ask ourselves. First question would be, am I being honest with my sins and my failures? Am I trying to make my sins look not so bad? Well, sin is sin in God's eyes. There's no degree of sin. We need to understand that. So we need to be honest with our sins. And sometimes in life, and I say failure because sometimes in life there are things that happen that are not necessarily sin, but we could have done things differently, if that makes sense. And so when you just need to say, you know, hey, I've got to learn from this. Am I being honest with myself here? Proverbs 28:13 says, people who cover over their sins will not prosper. But if they confess and forsake them, they will receive mercy. We need to accept the responsibilities for our sins. Again, Proverbs 27:17 says, a prudent person foresees the danger ahead and takes precautions. The simpleton goes blindly on and suffers the consequences. So we need to look and be honest with our sins, our failures. Second question we might ask ourselves is, am I stepping out in faith? No, we can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps, is what Proverbs 16:9 says. And it's okay to make plans. As a matter of fact, I think God wants us to make plans. But we need to make our plans with the caveat that we're going to allow God to change our plans, because we want to be in his plan more than we want our own plan. And so if we allow God to change our plans, then we will find that we live a life that's really making a difference. Am I trusting God enough to leave the pig pen? And am I trusting that he's going to greet me when I leave the pig pen? Step out in faith, knowing that God is there. Zechariah 4:6 says, it's not by force nor by strength, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty. And it's when we walk with God's spirit, when we walk with the Holy Spirit, and we allow him to work in our hearts and our lives, that we really can move forward. Then the third question we might ask ourselves is, Do I really believe I'm a new person? A lot of people, they come to Christ, but they look back and they keep looking back and they keep saying, am I really changed? But Paul says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old has gone and the new has come, 2 Corinthians 5:17. And so, if you come home, you're a new person. You're not the same old person. And if you're a new person, quit living like the old person. We need to learn to live according to what God says we are rather than what the world says we are. And I've seen so many people that, they come and they want the benefits of being Christian, but they wind up living just like their old life. And God says, no, I came to give you new life. I came to give you a life that has meaning. And so all of us need to contemplate where we're at. We need to take time and to reevaluate ourselves. And yeah, the beginning of a new year is a good time to do it. I mean, it's always a good time to stop and reevaluate our life. But maybe we need to stop and reevaluate our life every Sunday.
Come on.
Maybe when we get up Monday morning and we're getting ready to go to work, we need to reevaluate our life and say, you know, okay, where I'm at, how am I going to handle this day? Maybe whenever we are going through the day and a problem comes up, we don't handle it correctly, we need to stop and reevaluate our life. Say, Lord, how would you want me to handle it? You know, it doesn't matter whether you've been a follower of Christ for 30 minutes or 30 years. You always need to be looking at your life and the way that God would want you to look at your life. Because we all have areas that we can improve in our walk with God. And the longer that we've been a Christian, the more aware we should become of what it means to live the Christian life. You don't stop growing in your Christian life at a certain point. If you stop growing in your Christian life, there's something going on in your life that you need to stop and reevaluate. We're to move forward all the time. We need to trust God to meet us where we're at.
Amen.
God loves you where you are. The Father came running to the Son. He didn't wait for the Son to make it all the way home. He went running to the Son. And so wherever you're at in your life, if you're not a Christian, if you're not a Christ follower, turn. He'll meet you wherever you're at. Turn towards home. If you find yourself in a difficult situation, turn to God first. He'll meet you there, wherever you're at. You know, God loves you exactly where you're at. But here's another truth. He loves you too much to leave you there.
Come on.
He wants you to move forward. And so, accept what God wants to do in your heart and in your life. Because he wants to move you into that perfect relationship with him as you're moving towards that ultimate perfect relationship we'll have when we go to be with him in glory. I like to say, and please understand when I say that, there's two levels of perfection. There's a perfection that we can have here on this earth, which we're always striving to be with the Lord, but we don't always make the perfect choices. And then there's that perfection we'll have when we're with him in glory. And where he takes us home, and as the Bible says, there'll be no more tears, there'll be no more crying. That is the ultimate perfection that will take place at the end of time. Then also, celebrate what God's doing in your life. And a lot of times, the only time we seem to celebrate what God's doing in our lives when we're in church on Sunday morning, or perhaps Sunday night or Wednesday night, or some church-related activity. But I've said this before here. I say it all the time to the congregation I'm privileged to pastor. You have to celebrate with God on a daily basis and throughout the day. And make sure you are spending time with God on a daily basis. Because if you're not, you're not getting what God has for you that day. And if you don't get what God has for you that day, you're not able to celebrate when it does happen. So make sure you're spending time with God. For me, it's, I've said this before too, for me it's morning. I get going in the day and I have trouble shutting down everything just to spend the time. But everybody is created differently. No two of us are created alike. So your time might be at lunchtime. Your time might be in the evening. Maybe you have times when you can do it two or three times a day. However God wired you, make sure that you do it. Spend time with Him. Mm-hmm. And make sure that you are in communion with Him. But not only do that, but celebrate with others as you are spending time with God. Celebrate with Him as you visit with Him and as you worship with Him. You know, during the pandemic, everything shut down. And in a lot of ways, things haven't returned to what we call normal. And some things will probably never return to normal. My wife and I have a saying as pastors, every day brings a new definition of normal, because of what was normal yesterday will probably not be normal today. And that may be true more so for certain people such as pastors, but it's true for every one of us. What was normal yesterday will not be normal today. But find your normal spending time with God and spending time with God's people. Because that's what encourages you and that's what lifts you up. And then I would just close with this thought. It's a quote I found when I was in high school, and continue to quote from time to time. Though no one can go back and have a brand new start, anyone can begin from here and have a brand new ending. Karl Barth is the one who was originally given that quote, but many others have repeated it over the years. And I think it's so true. You can't go back to the beginning, but you can begin from here and have a new ending. So, brand new start. Wherever you're at today, begin from there. And not bad to do that each and every day, not just at the beginning of the year. Mm-hmm. That's all I've got for this morning.
You know, whenever you was talking about whether you've been a Christian for 30 minutes or 30 years, the Holy Spirit began to minister to me. And He reminded me that the minute you turn back to Him, He's there.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter. You have the same benefits if you've just accepted Christ as your Savior, or if you've just came back to the Father. You have the same benefits as the person that's been there for 30 years. So don't let anyone talk you out of your benefits. They're yours. He freely gives us the benefits. And for me, I have to guard my heart and be mindful of the voices. He shows the same compassion. If you've been gone, if you've left, or if you've just now come into the family, he has compassion and grace. And it's not for myself. I had to allow myself time to adjust, to make the changes, mm-hmm. and make the adjustments to get in line with the Holy Spirit and stay in line and walk. And it's so sweet to me. It just melts my heart, makes me mushy. You know, that he shows such great compassion and has such grace because he sees the heart. He sees us, but he doesn't just see us. He sees our heart, and that's what he goes by.
Right.
He sees the very heart of his people. And my Bible says that we are all created in their image, in his image. So to me, we're all his people. Some of us just don't know it yet. And like me, some ran from that and ended up in the pig pen. But then realized this isn't where I belong. I don't know where you're at today. And I don't know what's going on with you today. But I want you to know the Lord is tugging on your heart. And he has great love, compassion, and grace for you. And desires that relationship.
You're exactly right.
So let this new year be a new year. Not broken new, but brand new.
You're exactly right on that.
If he can take my heart of stone and make me a sissy for him, he can do it for you.
God has a whole lot better things for you than pig slop.
Yes. Yes. I mean, you know, I look around and I'm in awe. And wow. You took a wretched woman from Dallas, Texas, and loved her so much to woo her back, to tug on her heart until she felt it. And now I look at what God has done, not just for me, but in me. And through me, he has great things. He has great things for you. Amen. I pray that you make up your mind and make the right choice to come home, because you are dearly loved. Would you like to pray to end this out, sir?
Father, thank you for this day, for the opportunity that we've had to share. And Lord, may we truly make a brand new start. Lord, that begins with the decision that we're going to leave the pig pen. We're going to go home. But Lord, even as we find ourselves back into the arms of the Father, Lord, we have to continue to make that decision that we are going to walk with you. Lord, we're going to live that life you called us to. We're going to live it because, one, you love us, and two, because of the fact that you give us a life that the world cannot offer. So, Father, may we join together in living for you. And may we be a witness for you in a world that is feeding on the pig slop. And say, there's a Father who loves you that wants to come home. And Lord, may our witness be heard loud and clear as we live for you each and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. And I am going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, and from Miss Tina Dobbs, and from Pastor Joe Thompson, y'all have a blessed Thursday, and we'll see you tomorrow. We will not have the truth broadcast today due to technical difficulties. We will try to get it for y'all tomorrow. Have a blessed day.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere.